The Gospel according to John, the 19th chapter, the 25th verse. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother and the disciple he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then to the disciple he said, "This is your mother." And from that moment the disciple made a place for her in his home. After this, Jesus knew that everything had now been completed, and to fulfill the scripture perfectly, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of vinegar stood there, so putting a sponge soaked in vinegar on a hyssop stick, they held it to his mouth. After Jesus had taken the vinegar, he said, "It is consummated." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. I'm sure Mary had many sorrows in her life, the sorrows that any mother has when a little child learning to walk falls and bangs its head and cries. But we have seven special sorrows that we talk about. The prophecy of Simeon, the flight into Egypt, losing the child in the temple, meeting Jesus on the road to Calvary, standing at the foot of the cross, Jesus taken down from the cross, and Jesus buried in the tomb. These seem to epitomize the extraordinary suffering of Mary, suffering on account of her beloved son. In an earlier age and generation, when the practice of the faith was intimately wound up and bound to nature, we were always told that the little red beetle that we have, that we call a ladybird, was so called a ladybird because of the seven black spots on the red coat of the little ladybird, commemorating the seven sorrows of Mary. We have one mediator with God, Jesus Christ. We have one redeemer, Jesus Christ. But yet, the love, the deep, deep love that Mary had for her son, and the intense suffering that she underwent, makes her unique in the whole wonder of the church. And we too, we will all have to suffer. If you come after me, you must take up your cross and follow me. And whatever language you speak, a cross is a cross, and a yoke is a yoke, and a burden is a burden. We all have to suffer. And today, this the feast of the suffering of Mary, we remember all those who are suffering. And we pray that we too will have that strength, that courage to bear our own suffering. In the Irish Dominican Church in Rome, San Clemente, there is a famous mural there of the crucifixion. And it shows St. John the Evangelist supporting Mary, who has swooned out of grief. The Gospel doesn't say that. The Gospel says there stood at the foot of the cross. And so we ask Mary to be with us in our suffering and to offer our suffering together with the suffering of her son to our eternal Father. And let us pray. Father, as your son was raised on the cross, his mother Mary stood by him, sharing his suffering. May your church be united with Christ in his suffering and death, and so come to share in his rising to new life, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.